Time now for Where's Art? Annie Dugan, our guest here on 103.3 KUMD. Good morning there, Sunshine.
Good morning, Lisa. We have a fabulous week ahead.
Oh, got to hear about it.
We do. Tomorrow, Tuesday, Rima, and I'm going to pronounce her name wrong. I'm so sorry. Gurnius. Is the Associate Curator of European Painting and Sculpture at the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art. This is a phenomenal museum in Kansas City. It's one of our best in the country. She actually went to school with Jennifer Webb, who is just a phenomenal professor up at UMD, and studied early modern German and Dutch is her specialty. She did her dissertation on Rembrandt, so she's got the cred. And she's coming on campus Tuesday at 6 p.m. to give a lecture. The VCLS lecture series, it's a visual culture lecture series. The School of Fine Arts puts this on. And it really, I always, at the beginning of the year, I go on their website and I copy down all of the dates and all of the speakers. They usually get around five, something like that, usually a graphic designer, an art historian, a fine artist, and then some others. And it really, they bring in national, international names. These people are, it's so nice, you know, to have that sort of larger world cultural context to put our regional arts into perspective, and Rima is certainly going to be able to do that. I'm really, really excited to hear her. It's a free art history lecture. It's great. You feel afterwards, you just feel enriched, and you can, you know, eat all of your Halloween candy afterwards. So it's great. Thursday, Prove Gallery, which is one of the leaders in contemporary art in our area. They're having a meat raffle at the Red Herring. I love that they've adopted this uniquely Northern Midwest tradition to support their programming. And they are leaders in our community for the kind of fresh voices that they bring in. So that'll be a fun way to support Prove. And then Friday is the big celebration, the biggest fall art celebration in town. Mary Plaster, who is a puppeteer and a puppet maker in town. She's, again, also internationally known. You know, when I say puppet maker, some people might think of, like, hand puppets, but she makes these large-scale, you know, huge, sometimes three people have to operate them. They're gorgeous, gorgeous masks. If anyone has seen the Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks, she did a large-scale Prince one last year. These are sort of, she does these leaders in freedom movement in our history, and she puts on this event called All Souls Night. It's Friday. It's the face painting starts at 4 o'clock, but the event itself starts at 5 with some spoken word. She's integrating all sorts of art, so not just the visual arts, but also spoken word. She's got music, Children of the Wild, which is this really fabulous theater company, which did a post-apocalyptic opera in town a few weeks ago. People have done, the idea of it is sort of a celebration that integrates a lot of the traditions of Day of the Dead, All Souls Night. So it's a celebration of lost loved ones and a dream of a new world. So there's people have put together ofrendas, so altars honoring those that we've lost this last year. And then there's a big bonfire celebration where they burn bad ideas. So ideas, you know, things that have happened in the years past and this year and just bad ideas that we want to get behind us so that we can move forward and really think about what we want going ahead. So I think it's a wonderful community event. Mary does a fabulous job of integrating a lot of just incredible talent in our community. Magic Smelt Stilt Walkers. Say that 5 times fast. They'll be there. I always love seeing them show up. So again, the fire walkers or the fire dancers are going to be there too. So it really, it's a family affair. You can bring your entire family and really enjoy the evening.
Well, what's not to like about Magic Smelt? And oh, if only the university's fire codes would let us burn our bad ideas. Ooh,
that would be a lot
so
of them. It'd be a big
lovely.
It'd be a big bonfire.
Maybe we could ask them sweetly to incorporate it with homecoming or something next year. You never know.
I
there's
got to
be a bonfire at homecoming, right?
Annie, exactly.
Thanks so much for joining us. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Lisa. Bye-bye.
Annie Dugan is the curator and executive director of the Duluth Art Institute, and our host for Where's Art with Annie Dugan on Mondays right here on Northland Morning.